Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 29th Chapter, 57 and 58 verses. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to discuss this subject matter, the most exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam amongst all of you. So I've been given two verses and both have purpose, so we'll try to cover both. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachini Bharish. Text 57 and 58. Samshaya Vatra Tu Me Vipra Sanchin Nastat Krito Mahan Vishaya Pihi Muryanti Yatra Nendriya Vrittaya. Translation. So this was 57, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Brahmana, there are contradictions between your instructions and those of my spiritual teachers who engaged me in fruitive activity. I now can understand the distinction between devotional service, knowledge, and renunciation. I had some doubts about them, but you have now very kindly dissipated all these doubts. I can now understand how even the great sages are bewildered by the real purpose of life. Of course, there is no question of sense gratification. Purport. King Bharishman was engaged in different types of sacrifice for elevation to the heavenly planets. People in general are attracted by these activities, and very rarely a person attracted to devotional service, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed. Unless one is very, very fortunate, he does not take to devotional service. Even the so-called learned Vedic scholars are bewildered by devotional service. They are generally attracted to the rituals for sense gratification. In devotional service, there is no sense gratification, but only transcendental loving service to the Lord. Consequently, the so-called priests engaged in sense gratification do not very much like devotional service. The Brahmanas, the priests, have been against this Krishna consciousness movement since it began with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, the priestly class lodged complaints to the Qazi, the magistrate of the Mohammedan government. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to lead a civil disobedience movement against the propaganda of the so-called followers of Vedic principles. These principles are described as karma jata smartas. Karma jada smartas, which indicates that their priests engage in ritualistic ceremonies. It is here stated that such people become bewildered. Rishayapi hi moyanti. To save oneself from the hands of these karma jada smartas, one should strictly follow the instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami ma suchah. Abandon all varieties of religion and thus surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. text 58. Karmani arabhate yena puman iha vihayatam amrita yena dehena jistani sayadashnute. Translation. The results of whatever a living entity does in this life are enjoyed in the next life. Perfect. A person generally does not know how one body is linked with another body. How is it possible that one suffers or enjoys the results of activities in this body in yet another body in the next life? This is the question the king wants Narada Muni to answer. How may one have a human body in this life and not have a human body in the next? Even great philosophers and scientists cannot account for the transfer of karma from one body to another. As we experience, every individual soul has an individual body, and one person's activities or one body's activities are not enjoyed or suffered by another body or another person. The question is how the activities of one body are suffered or enjoyed in the next. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोदिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स तदाङ्कितम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणालभितं श्रीविशाखावितंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारे नमो महाधन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर कृष्ण हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुतेदेवी प्रणमामि हरि की पांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु देवज पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare Krishna. So long this part which Sri Narada Muni explains to Prachini Bhakti. And this allegorical story of Puranjan Vyakhyan from many chapters. I think you might be discussing it from months. And one of the actually, it's the only allegory in Srimad Bhagavatam, but one of the very important concepts as to how, because many times it has been asked that how a soul who's pure in nature gets, you know, conditioned, and what are his activities. So some description is mentioned here, and how that soul gets attracted to this body. Gets entangled, how the senses, the mind, the intelligence, they actually capture him. And then he, the experience of so-called happiness, but more of distress and miseries of this material world, is forced to take another body. So here Puranjan becomes Puranjani. And again, same story continues. Now here this man became a woman, but not necessarily you will get a human body. Anyway, humans, everyone, not necessary. And this is a question asked, that why? It's very simple. Krishna is most compassionate. Or rather, Krishna is all compassionate. We generally don't use the comparative degree or comparative words for Krishna. That's the problem. Krishna is all beautiful. He's all rich. He's all powerful. He doesn't say Krishna is most beautiful or most powerful or most rich. Because this word is comparative. So actually, Krishna is all compassionate. All our compassion, so-called, we have in our heart, that's actually coming from Krishna. So then, how is it Krishna's compassion that a human being gets an animal body? It's not compassion, it's a punishment. So from where we see, it may appear, but actually it is compassion. How? Srila Prabhupada explains that we have certain desires. And Krishna, being our eternal father, he may or may not want. Krishna wants our spiritual desires to be fulfilled, but Krishna does not want our material desires to be fulfilled. Because he knows that we'll further entangle ourselves. By fulfilling these desires, material desires, we are actually entangling more and more in this material world. But what to do? We are so determined. This concept of utsaha, nischaya, and a little bit of patience. Actually, if you see, people who are, a kind of materialistic tendency. Sometimes we also have, we are like a pendulum. Sometimes this side, sometimes this side. So we're still in a purification stage. We are not yet purified. So then sometimes we go, that emotions, there's a surcharge of emotions which are spiritual by nature. Sometimes there's a surcharge of emotions which is material by nature. So we keep moving like a pendulum from one end to another end and in between different stages. So people have this desire, material desire, and they're very determined. Even Krishna does not want to fulfill their desire. He has to arrange because they are determined. But then, everything comes with a clause. You buy anything online, offline, everything has a condition applied. If you misuse the product, it will break down. Then there's no warranty. And so many conditions. In this material world, it's a conditioned nature. It's a conditioned world. And we are conditioned living entities. So everything is within condition. If you want absolute freedom without any condition, unconditional movement, everything unconditional, then you have to go to spiritual world. Material world is a conditioned world. And is having boundaries. So we desire something and further entangle. So Krishna does not fulfill the desires. Like small kids, they keep crying. That's how we are. We keep crying. So Krishna says, okay, I'll fulfill this desire. But then you will have to, you know, suffer the miseries. You're looking for enjoyment, but because it's material, you will have to accept the suffering also. Now, someone desires to eat meat. There's a lot of desires to eat meat. People are crazy. I mean, today, Navratri started. There are people in India, so-called Hindus, doesn't matter. See, all these days, Navratri, even though it's Karm Kand, but in one way, it's helpful. Because there are certain section of people in society who may eat non-vegetarian food all through the year, but they'll not eat for these 9 days. Okay, some Sukriti. So Navratri is good in that way. They are less sinful. But there are people who eat, who want to eat all through the day, 3 times a day. All this food which is mode of ignorance. So Krishna tells, if you want to eat this food, why are you wasting human life? Somehow just finish your term in human life, in human body, then I'll give you a body which is suitable so that you can only eat meat. That's how the human being is transferred to become an animal. And we have in Bhagavad Gita these 4 images. You know, there's a, if you don't like to wear clothes, Krishna makes you tree, eat meat, then he makes you tiger, and different things, polar bear and pig. So very graphically, Prabhupada got this painted and explained, and it's there in Bhagavad Gita. So that's how, it's because of, but it is not the real compassion of the Lord. Real compassion of the Lord is that we should go back. And that's what Narada Muni is teaching to Prachinibari. He said, you have been growing Kushagras. Actually, when Prachinibari was on this planet, there was Kushagras everywhere. He will just finish one sacrifice. He'll go and sit for another. Then he'll sit for third. He'll sit for fourth. Go on. And he'll kill animals. And he is saying that I was taught by my spiritual master. Obviously, when we say that these kind of spiritual master, that does not mean that maybe Brahman, but Karma Kandi Brahman. And Narad Muni being an acharya in the line of devotional service, he is not teaching Prachinya Varishan, do more yagyas. Through this example, he is teaching what is the benefit you will get for you. You go to heavenly planet, so what? Then you go to Swargalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Janalok, Maharlok, Gandharvalok. What's the benefit? Ultimately, you have to come down. And even on those planets, you see, Indra is always fearful. There's envy amongst the demigods. Their position is in danger, so they are fearful. Anytime the asuras attack, above the planet, above the Bhumandal, is the planet of demons. And above that, the planet of demigods. So there is always fight going on. So what is the use of, Narada is telling, what is the use of going there? Even if you go there, you will suffer. You come back and you suffer again. So then what to do? The Vaishnavas, who have compassionate heart, they tell every living entity, take the process of devotional service to Krishna and get out of this material. Go back. That's the thing which you will achieve. Only and only you will lose in this world. You will lose your happiness, you will lose your patience, you will lose your peace. You will lose your near and dear ones, and you lose everything. But then the attraction is so strong. And that's what Prabhupada writes in this 57th purport. Only unless one is very, very fortunate, he does not take to devotional service. So people in this world are generally less fortunate. Where they write. Mand bhagya. We are all mand bhagya. Our bhagya or our destiny or fate or luck, we say, is manda. Manda means down. So we are less fortunate. Somehow, we don't know the reason. Somehow we just came in contact with some devotee. Technically, it's Agyata Sukriti. But it's Agyata Sukriti. You're not even aware. And somehow we came in touch with devotees who introduced us to this most wonderful process of devotional service. And we accepted. So from less fortunate, we become most fortunate. Not only fortunate, most fortunate. And especially accepting this Gaudiya line, the line coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where we are taught Madhuri Bhakti, the highest, the topmost. See, Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, he comes from the Vaikuntha. And there is Aishwarya Bhav. So when he descends from Vaikuntha. And he will present a Aishwarya Bhav because there is no Madhuri. So then you get Aishwarya Bhav. And you may at most go to Vaikuntha. But especially in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come from Golok Vrindavan, the topmost planet. He's come from there. So then he will take us back there. And because he's coming from Vrindavan, where Madhuri is prominent, so then he's giving us Madhuri Bhav. He's ready to give. Now it's up to our receptivity, how much we are open to receive that. Now, a very interesting thing here is asking Prasini Varsha, there's a confusion. Obviously, it's very clear, Narada Muni is in the line of bhakti. All the other Brahmins or the spiritual teachers who engaged Prachini Varshat into Karma Kand, they're not in line of bhakti. They are Vedic, but not bhakti. That's why in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is again and again telling, Trigunaya Vishaya Veda. Leave this. Arjuna, leave this Vedas. The Vedas are not in three modes. Vedas are aparushya, Vedas are perfect. They are manifesting from Krishna, they are non-different from Krishna. But Vedas mainly deal, there is bhakti, very little, but mainly deal with karma kanda. Three modes, goodness, passion, ignorance. When Lord Narsingadev, he, after killing Hiranyakashipu and then Prahlad, recites wonderful prayers. So Narasingadev is giving a benediction, a boon to Prahlad Maharaj. You ask anything. He said, my lord, I have taken birth in demoniac family. And you can see my father. And everyone knows about the father. Why are you alluring me? We demons get easily allured. Look at the humility of Prahlad Maharaj. He's saying we demons get easily allured by these boons and benedictions. What is the benefit of the benediction which no one got in the history and no one in the future will ever get? that kind of benediction Brahma gave to Hiranyakashipu. Because he did that tapasya. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. Neither in the past nor in the future will someone be able to practice the austerity at the level of Hiranyakashipu. But what happened? So many years, 100 years of demigods standing. His body became mental. Practice. What he got? Was killed in few minutes. Lord Narasingadeva appeared around afternoon time and he killed the girl. Dusk. So maybe few hours. Lord wanted to play with. So what he, Prahlad is seeing, na? He's intelligent. He's seeing. So why are you alluring me? You hear any lecture of Srila Prabhupada. You read any purport of Prabhupada. Prabhupada has never taught us to perform devotional service for some benefit. He has never taught us that. Otherwise, even devotional service will become, you know, conditioned. Bhakti is independent. And that will not be bhakti. Bhakti tainted with desires, material desires, or even spiritual desires. We are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what we have learned, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, how we have exemplified what he has given. He has given Shikshashtakam. And you see how Shikshashtakam starts. Cheto Darpana Marjan. That by chanting the holy name, our hearts get purified. Our hearts, they get purified. And then, once the heart is purified, then second verse, that humility comes. That I'm, you know, even though holy name is so powerful, but I'm not chanting. When the humility will come, trinadapi sunni chena, then tolerance will come. And when humility comes, you give respect to others. Manadena. And when you have tolerance, when you have tolerance, you don't seek respect. Amanina. So these four things happen. With humility and tolerance. And then Kirtaniya Sadahari. Many times Prabhupada was asked this question, what is the result of chanting? And Prabhupada said, more chanting. Prabhupada said, more chanting. This is called unalloyed, unconditional devotional service. Desham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. The bhakti has to be priti purvakam. It's loving devotional service. Prabhupada said, bhakti or devotional service has to be performed lovingly, spontaneously. And voluntary. So it has to be loving. It has to be volunteer. It should be voluntary. It should be loving and it should be spontaneous. What is a spontaneous? You don't have to think. Just, you know, it just erupts. It is manifest. And then what Mahaprabhu is asking. Mama janmani janmani. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam, va jagadisham, kamaye. I don't want anything. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want followers. I don't want money, riches. And I don't want name and fame. Kavitam, va, there will name and fame. What do you want? You're practicing Krishna consciousness. What do you want? What is your desire? Life after life, I want to serve. He's not desiring even to go to spiritual world. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has set standard for us. Once Prabhupada was asked, so Prabhupada, after this, where will you go? Prabhupada said, I'll go to hellish planet to preach there. Wherever Prabhupada goes, preaches. Whatever Krishna said, devotee is not attached. Even This is a desire to go to spiritual world. This is a desire. Unconditional, unalloyed devotional service means, my Lord, whatever you want, I will do. You want me to suffer? I'll suffer. You want me to, you know, take birth in a Malachi family? I will. You want me to take birth in a family of animals? I will. Tumi to Thakur, tomara kukur. Bhakti no Thakur. Even as an insect, insignificant worm, give me the house of Vaishnava. That's the only desire. Serve, so that I will get some uchishta. Only desire of a devotee who is practicing unalloyed devotional service is service. And then somehow I got stuck here, there, then finally again, my dear Lord, either you embrace me, or you ignored me. I'm not going anywhere. You do whatever you like. I'm not going from here. This is surrender. And what Prachini Parishad was told? So even we have to be very careful. Because in Bhagavatam, if you read about Dhruva Maharaj, so at the end, almost for six verses, it's given that one who reads Dhruva Maharaj, he will get this, name, fame, riches. One who remembers Dhruva Maharaj in the morning, one who remembers in the evening, even Gajendra prayers, even Prithu Maharaj. This is given in Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami. But the devotee who is aspiring for pure devotional service should not get allured by this. This is for the people who have material tendencies to enjoy. Because all this is enjoyment. So just to attract them towards Bhagavatam, this has been spoken. Devotees don't. Why a devotee will want name, fame, riches when we are there to leave everything? Kunti Maharani is telling, now Lord says, devotees can actually counteract the statements of Lord. And they do it. In one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada says, what we need to achieve perfection? Just sit down, clap your hands and chant. Kirtan. We don't need even mridanga and kartals. This is just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, so we use it. I mean, what kind of statement is this? Prabhupada is saying that because Mahaprabhu has brought it, he introduced it, okay, let us use it. Otherwise, we don't need them. Just holy name. Only holy name. Mahaprabhu knew. We need music. And then we get attracted to holy. It's mridanga and karta. Even though it is divine, but we get attracted to the music first and then eventually to the holy. So Krishna is saying, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya sadhishkara. I come here to protect devotees. Kunti Maharani says, no, that's not true. You don't come to protect devotees. Why? Because devotees never ask for protection. And then Prabhupada gives this example, Prahlad Maharaj. Did Prahlad ever ask to Lord, come and please protect me? Did Jada Bharat ask, come and protect me? Did Bhishma ask, come and protect me? So many devotees. Nobody is asking the Lord. The pure devotees, they never ask for protection. You read Bhagavatam 10th canto. Vasudev, Devaki. There's so much in the stress. So Prabhupada is saying devotees, Prahlad Maharaj didn't even ask for protection. Now why the Lord should appear? just to kill Hiranyakashipu, that a material energy can do. Kunti Maharani goes on analyzing. So devotee is not even asking for protection. What to talk of other things? We are not at that level. So we should ask. But what we should ask? Protection of body? The body which is anyways going to be destroyed with this time. When the time will come, the expiry date, it will go. Why not? Why you want the Lord to protect your body? Narada Muni is chastising, kind of, like a mild rebuking to Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. That when you were practicing Krishna consciousness, as Prishni and Sutapa, and Lord has appeared in front of you, why you ask the Lord to come and become your son? You are giving trouble to Lord also to come and become your son in this material world. You should have just told Lord, take us back. We'll go back. So this is not a very, obviously, this is Lord's desire, but Narada Muni is telling. So our acharyas are establishing the very refined, topmost consciousness. So even if we have to pray to Lord, we should pray to protect our consciousness. Because we are struggling to purify our consciousness. So then we should pray. That my Lord, somehow, by some association, the Mahaprasad, think of those days when we all came to ISKCON very new. We were not even chanting. And someone gave us some prasad. How much awe and reverence was there? We'll remove our footwear. We'll accept it with full faith, respect, and even a little bit. Whatever it is, we will relish with full conviction. And now, we can judge whether consciousness. So that is how it works. Now it's just the food. Whether someone is staying in temple or in the house, if you give same sabji in the morning and repeat in the evening, they complain. But why same thing? But then, because we don't see it prasad. So what we have to pray to Lord is somehow some protection, some consciousness has been purified by mercy. Please protect that. That we should ask. Because we are not at the highest level. We are at no level. So we can ask. But rather than asking your protection of anything, our body, our family member's body, we should ask protection of consciousness. Na sate vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate. The body is going to be destroyed and soul is eternal. And the consciousness is different. So this is the difference. And now he got confused. Now he got clarified, but he was confused. So the two different opinions. Contradiction. Now here it's for us, it's black and white. Because Prabhupada has explained this. Otherwise, it may be seen, it is seen that even devotees who are initiated, they somehow, pray to, sometimes they pray to these powerful demigods. they take shelter of astrology. They get dependent on that. So, we also get affected with this flowery language. So be very careful. So that is why what we should do, we should pray to Lord to protect our consciousness. We should pray to Lord to protect our faith in Krishna consciousness so that I should never leave Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kritahaya. That if you practice Krishna consciousness, everything is done. You don't have to do separately anything. Prabhupada said four books. Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Odi. If you read this, this is sufficient for you to go back to Godhead, sufficient for expanding this. Obviously, we can read Prabhupada's other books. They are also Prabhupada. But that faith, Prabhupada has or is trying to install, we can say. Because not in everyone's heart this faith is installed. Some initial faith, Ado Shraddha, we had, maybe because of the previous karma. Purvabhyasena, Krishna says in 6th chapter. Previous life, we have practiced something, we have some adoshraddha. With that adoshraddha, what we do? We seek for sadhu and we get sadhu sangha. And when we come in association of sadhus, our bhajan starts. At the time of initiation, Guru tells us to chant 16 rounds. That's when bhajan kriya starts. And then, when the bhajan increases, intensifies, the anarthas, they gradually dwindle and leave our heart. Then we come to the level of nishtha, the determination, and then move ahead. So till the level we come, till the point we come to nishtha, till the time we come to the point of nishtha, level of nishtha, there's every chance. You may go down from top also, but less chance. But here, every chance. So, whatever faith I have on Prabhupada, on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should be protected. So, if we have to pray, we should pray to protect our consciousness, protect our faith. You can tell Lord, my Lord, I don't have much faith in you. I don't seriously, within the heart of my heart, accept you as the Supreme Personality of God and the Master and Controller of everything. I don't. I mean, that's a reality. Very few rare souls on this planet accept that. In 1972, Prabhupada was sitting in the West only, and afternoon time, maybe after lunch, and Prabhupada was sitting kind of open space, sunshine was. Prabhupada called his leaders and sannyasis are sitting. And everyone is sitting. And Prabhupada asked, are you convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God? Complete silence. Every one of them just hung their head low. It's okay. Prabhupada understands. It's not that we take initiation, we chant 16 rounds. Right now, most of us, our understanding is very theoretical. It's very theoretical. So then we pray to Lord. We pray to Lord Narsingadev. We pray to Lord Krishna. please protect whatever small faith I have in you. And bless me so that my faith becomes pakka. The journey from Shraddha to Vishwas, the journey from faith to determination, to the level of Nishtha and further. From there, some devotion starts. Now it's more or less, we are practicing. And by practice, Srila Rupa Goswami says, by practice of the sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means what has been told by our acharyas, we do it day in, day out, every day. And don't make some, what do you call it? Something in there so that the quality goes down. Keep it pure. And what are the something? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains in Madhyalila, chapter 19, teachings to Sri Rupa Goswami. There is Bhakti Lata, which is surrounded by unwanted weeds. And weeds look safe. And if we are not very careful, very, very careful, then whatever watering we are doing, whatever nourishment we are doing for Bhakti Lata, it actually goes to the weeds. And what are the weeds? Desire for name, fame, gross desires, subtle desires. Any desire which is not connected to Krishna is a weed. And every one of us has. We have that. We have this tendency to get attracted with this flowery language of Vedas. With Krishna is telling very clearly to Arjuna, don't get attracted to this flowery language. When you leave, Krishna is telling in 2nd chapter, 53rd verse, Bhagavad Gita. When your consciousness, Arjuna, when your consciousness has traveled completely out of this dense forest of illusion, which is, you know, given in Vedas, three, you know, because it's all illusion, three modes. You do this, you get this, you do this, you get this, you do this, you get this. This is desire. When you go out, then you become fixed up. And you will attain transcendental intelligence or transcendental consciousness. And that is where next verse, 54th, Arjuna asks, then he is asking, what kind of personality that might be, whose intelligence has become completely purified? He says, Siddha Pragya, transcendental personality. And then Arjuna, then Krishna gives. That's exactly what we have to become. Everything is mentioned. Especially second chapter, one by one, you know, everything is mentioned. We read Bhagavad Gita, we read once, twice, thrice, four times, 10 times. How much we practice? And this is why Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, that one should take up one book, study it nicely, then go to another book. Not that just jumping and hopping from one book to another book, just to gain knowledge, so that we can show up. The Brahmin, South Indian Brahmin, who was in Srirangam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, he did not even know how to read and write. Bhakti is not dependent on that. A newborn baby can perform bhakti by eating a Mahaprasad. I mean, we don't give Mahaprasad till that annaprasna or the grain ceremony. But mother is a devotee, the milk coming from mother's body is prasad, because she is eating prasad. And even newborn babies, you know, these mothers or someone will come and they apply tilak and put kanti around and some flowers, some garland, something will come. So then that is bhakti. So bhakti is not dependent. South Indian Brahman, he does not know how to read, how to write. is trying to read Bhagavad Gita. Why? My Guru Maharaj has told. He has so much of conviction, such strong determination, unflinching faith. And my Guru has told me to read every day all 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. I'm trying. I can't. Just because he was fixed up in his determination to follow the instructions of his Guru, Krishna becomes pleased. See how bhakti works. You try to please Krishna, Krishna is not easily pleased. And Krishna says in Adi Puran to Arjuna, that Arjun, that you know, someone who says that he is my devotee, actually he is not my devotee. Someone who says he is devotee of my devotees, he is my devotee. The Guru has such an important role. So you just try to, I mean we all just try to follow with full determination the instructions. Try to follow. I'm not saying we will be able to follow, we will not be able to follow. Sometimes devotees come, but I don't have capacity. But the South Indian Brahmana, what was the capacity? His Guru knew that he does not know how to read till he's telling him read Bhagavad Gita. Look at the situation. His Guru knows. Prabhupada, 26 years of age. His Guru Maharaj told him, go to West and preach. After 44 years, when he's 70 years old, when people get bedridden, he goes out of Vrindavan, takes this movement to the entire world. This determination, this unflinching faith on the words of Guru. So then there will be no confusion. Yeah, Narad Muni is that guru who is telling Prachini Bari to practice bhakti. And now he understands all my teachers, what they said. So as followers of Narad Muni, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, we should try to practice. I mean, we have all our conditionings which will pull us down. But we should try to practice pure devotional service. If pure devotional service means when our intentions are pure, then we can practice. We are not yet pure devotees, but our intention is pure, so the practice becomes pure. Anathas will pull us down. We have to fight and come ahead. Just hold the feet of Guru and Krishna. So we should not practice impure. We should not compromise with purity with our own practice or even with our preaching. While preaching also we should be very careful that we preach pure principles. Prabhupada did not compromise any of the principles. Prabhupada said even if one person becomes devotee, my mission is successful. Even if one. Prabhupada used to quote Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's statement that one moon is sufficient. One moon is better than many stars. If he would have, Prabhupada would have compromised with one regulative principle, no illicit sex, he said, okay, illicit sex allowed. Thousands and thousands will join this mission. But then it spoils everything. I mean, how many of you will go to a diamond merchant and take a diamond ring and you put a little bit of diamond and a little bit of glass? You don't want that. You want pure. You don't prepare sweet rice and add some sand particles in that. Even if sweet rice is this much, you want pure. If I add this much of, you know, water, sand and everything, what is the use? It becomes useless. You cannot eat it. So any such desires, even spiritual, we should try to move it. Someone may say, but I'm conditioned soul, I have desires. Yes, you have desires, I have desires, every one of us has desires. Every one of us have desires, but then what? Theoretically, we should be convinced that all these desires we have to leave and just focus on serving the Vaishnavas and Krishna. So here Prabhupada talks about this Shankazi, Mahaprabhu leading the movement, civil disobedience movement, the first civil disobedience movement. In the history, in the historians, they say that it's Mahatma Gandhi. But actually, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who led the first civil disobedience movement. Then in the next verse, the result of whatever a living entity enjoys this in this life are enjoyed or in the next. Some in this life, some in the next life. It will be explained further. Some people ask, that if I'm doing something wrong, I should suffer now. Why next life? Because Prabhu, if you have taken a loan of 10 lakh rupees and you only have 50,000 rupees, how will you pay? Still 9.5 lakh rupees loan is pending. So when you earn, if you earn after 5 years, then bank will come and take it away. If you earn after 10 years, then bank will come and take it away. So now we don't have that piety and we have done something wrong, but so that will take time. Or even if you have to, you know, like Dhritarashtra, it took so many births, some say 50, some say 72, whatever, to gain that piety that he should get 100 sons. And the curse which was given, so many births before, it got rectified now. So whatever we are suffering now in this life, something may be because coming from previous lives and something from now. How can we find out? We can never find out. Karma gahana dapi. It is so complex. The cycle of karma is so complex. That it's easier to practice bhakti and go. Alexander the Great is coming from Europe, conquering the nations one by one. So when he was in Europe itself, I think he was just entering Asia. He was in Europe, but it was said there was a big knot, a rope, very thick rope, and it was the knot was tied. And someone told, you know, those kind of priests and all that, whoever was available, he told that whoever will untie this knot, only he will be able to conquer the countries ahead. So many people tried, they cannot untie. They were trying to open it. Alexander came, he took the sword and cut the knot. That's a material story, but something. Because our Bhagavatam teaches us to cut the knot. It doesn't teach us to untie. It's complex. Someone may say, I will do all my material duties, then I'll be relieved of all material duties and then take up devotional service. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur never approved this. But Prabhupada said, in his first meeting, that let this country, India, become independent and then we will look for bhakti. The bhakti says, no, independent or dependent, doesn't matter. Bhakti cannot wait. It should be accepted immediately. So then how this is happening, it's very complicated. So we should not get, you know, like, sometimes devotees ask, why this happened to me? What did I do wrong? If it has happened with us, that means something we would have done. Krishna's system has no flaw. Laws of nature are flawless. It's designed by Krishna. So if I say, one devotee came to me. So there was a big program arranged. So one devotee came next day and he was very upset. He said, look, Prabhu, all this arrangement is designing this. There was a video which was shown. He said, everything I have done, but I did not get any credit. And on the stage, the name was announced of another devotee and who very kindly, he accepted it. Kindly means he accepted, but he wanted to say very shamelessly, he accepted the credit. He didn't even mention that I have done very little, but major part was done by other devotee who was sitting in the audience. So he was upset. I said, Prabhu, if you know this, Prabhupada's story so many times. When Prabhupada was in Montreal, so there was one Mr. Chatterjee or Mr. Banerjee, someone who argued with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told to devotees, maybe in previous life I would have done something wrong. So he just gave it back. So I said, you would have taken credit of someone which was not due to you. Maybe in this life, maybe in previous life. And I just, hisab barabar, accounts are settled. So when we say that something has happened with me in my life which shouldn't have happened, that means we are doubting Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj never said anything. Prabhupada never asked. So much he has to undergo. So much he had to undergo. He never asked, my Lord, why this is happening? I've come here. You sent me to this, horrible material world to preach your glories. And I'm trying. You're not supporting. Rather, so much of problem you are sending. Never complain. Because they know what Krishna is doing, it's perfect. Even though Prabhupada has no backlog, Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas come from spiritual world. He has no backlog. He is not from this material world. What about us? We are here from time immemorial. So much rubbish, nonsense activities we would have done. It has to come. And it will come. And that's why Lord Brahma says in Bhagavatam, in his prayers to Krishna, Tattenu Kampantu Samikshama, that you have to tolerate that and still practice Krishna consciousness. People who leave Krishna, Prabhupada says, one who accepts Krishna consciousness is most fortunate. One who accepts and leaves Krishna consciousness is most unfortunate. He says that. Because some people get disturbed. Today only I met one devotee. And that devotee is saying that, Prabhuji, I'm now nowhere. I'm suffering so much in this material world. No money, no food. I was out somewhere in the afternoon and the devotee came. I said, are they chanting 16 now? No. How many rounds are chanting? Sometime one, sometime not. Anyone Krishna to help you? Just chant 16 rounds. You were chanting earlier. You left. Everything is due to our own karma. Prabhupada says, don't become angry on the when we are getting results of what we have done. If you are baking a cake and you didn't set the temperature right, and either the cake is kacha, raw, or it's burnt. Don't become angry. It's you who have done that. So now they accept whatever comes. So many devotees they continue, but some people they leave. Because they think after coming to Bhakti, they see what you are selling. What is the use of sadhus? I am coming to sadhu, sadhu should help me. I said, what shall I help you? Shall I give you money? Shall I give you a job? What can I help you? And whatever suffering you have to suffer, even if I give you money, you will still suffer. And then again, can I follow Navratri, which is from today? I said, yes, you can follow Navratri. All 9 days you go to the temple of Durga and pray. Let please increase my faith and devotion to Krishna. Because you are devotee of Krishna. We are not saying don't go. Go, pray. If you want to fast, fast. For 9 days you fast. Drink only water. And every day pray to Mother Durga. That please give me a drop of devotion what you have for Krishna. That's all you should pray. So, you know, we should try to practice pure Krishna consciousness. At least we can try. We should be theoretically convinced that Krishna is Supreme Lord. And we should tolerate when our reactions, of our karmic reactions are coming. And somehow just gradually, maybe slowly, but steadily move ahead in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions we would take? Any comments, any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. Very important points you shared with us. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. Precisely, you have explained everything very nicely. Yes, we should not, at least I should not ask for any, like if I get sick, then please cure me or anything for material benefit. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice class, Prabhuji. Like Kaumudaki Mataji said, we should not ask anything to Krishna. So, Prabhuji, I have a question. Like, you know, you said sometimes initiated devotees, they take shelter of some demigods, or they see astrology. So I have seen that, and I have also done that, Prabhuji. I am also initiated, so it directly goes to me. But Prabhuji, devotees do, sometimes they do Narsinga Puja in Mayapur, and they send money from here, and they do have some, they want some benefits. Might be material benefit. So is that right way, or we should stop that?
So first of all, I would like to really appreciate your humility. Get on this forum in front of everyone you are accepting. That's this honesty and that's humility. That requires a lot of humility and courage to accept that. So astrology we have to understand in a proper sense. Even Prabhupada followed. It's Vedic. But we should not become dependent on that. But I will not talk much about that. Going to Narsingha Dev to protect our health, to protect our wealth, or for anything. Yeah, Krishna says, Chatur Varna Mayas, Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam Guna Sukritan Varjana, Artho Artha, Artho Jigyasu Arthati, Jnani Chabharata. At least come to me. I'm saying that's okay. You at least you're going to Lord Narsingha, who's Krishna. You're not going to demigod to ask for something material. That's a great insult to Krishna. Yeah? Imagine, and like, Suppose you are married. Will you go to any other person to ask for clothes or for jewelry or for your grocery for the home? No, you'll ask your husband. So Krishna is our eternal husband. He is our eternal master. He feels so bad when we go to others. So even if you want material, okay, come to Krishna. And gradually, theoretically, we should be convinced that what? Even though I'm asking Krishna, material benefits. Not good. I should not have asked. I'm asking because of my weakness of the heart. Still you're asking to Krishna. So you are well within the boundary, well situated. And internally you should think that, you know, maybe I need to practice. I need to sincerely chant. Increase the sincerity of chanting, reading and hearing and serving. So that in future at least the day will come when I will not ask anything. Even if I'm suffering, let me suffer. I will not ask Lord to protect me. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe. If Lord wants to protect me, He will protect you. If He does not want, He will not protect me. Very beautiful in this context, one verse comes by Vritrasura. He gives three analogies. He says how a new baby bird is completely dependent on the mother bird for food. Then he says, but that's also business. Mother has to provide. And how a calf is completely dependent on cow for milk. And third, he says, how a chaste wife is completely dependent on the husband. And then Acharya has actually explained the third thing. See, a mother bird has to. There's a duty of mother bird to give to the baby bird. It's a duty of cow to give milk to the calf. It's a duty of husband to give protection to the wife. But then he goes extreme. He says, I am like the lover and you are like my beloved. You are my beloved. Like gopis and Krishna. Gopis are completely dependent on Krishna and they do not expect. And Krishna is not bound to protect them. Krishna is not bound to give them anything. He is not husband from material point of view if we see. So the girlfriend, Vritrasura is given premika. He says premika. So that's the highest level. Okay. We are here. We have to go here. So gradually. But we should know what is here. If we think, okay, if I need money, I have no money in my bank account, I pray to Narsingadev, send 251 rupees and write a letter to Pankajagri Prabhu, Jananasru, please offer 108 tulsi leaves from my side. What do you want? I gave you 251 rupees, Prabhu. So I want at least $251,000. That's all. Simple. And Lord is Lakshmipati. He can give. For Lord, it is just few coins. Okay. Okay. At least you have gone to Lord. You have gone to Krishna. Not gone anywhere else. But we should know. We should not understand this is perfect. Oh, see, I'm a good devotee. I'm such a nice devotee. I need money. I need, you know, protection of my health, protection of my family. And insurance of my house, insurance of my car and everything. So I go to Krishna. That is bhakti. That's not bhakti. It just started. We should not think this is the final. No. The final is, so we go to Shikshastakam, all 8 verses. The final is, my dear Lord, you protect me or not protect me. I don't care. What I care is I practice Krishna consciousness. So we should know where we are and we should know where we have to go. So even if we are here, but we are moving gradually, it's okay. Like, I don't want to say much. Like Purushottam Mas. Prabhupada never said Purushottam Mas. Even some devotees ask Prabhupada, can we do Kartik Mas? Prabhupada said no. Prabhupada said, we are practicing Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. 12 months a year. Why they separate this month or that month? So some devotees say, no, Purushottam Mas, then you get more benefit. But anyways, you're practicing. Why this tag of, again, that tendency of karma kanda? I will do something more in this Purushottam Mas, I will get something. So the focus is not practicing Krishna consciousness or serving Krishna. The focus is on receiving from. So then what is the meaning of Purushottam Maharaj or Kartik Maharaj? Anyways, you are practicing Krishna consciousness all through the year. And Prabhupada never mentioned. So our Sampradaya Acharya, he has never mentioned it. But I've seen devotees practicing. Okay, I don't have any problem. You practice, that is devotion, that kind of devotion, but it is mixed. Why? Because the focus is not offering the lamp to Lord. The focus is on receiving something from Him. If you have so much love that you want to offer a lamp to the Lord, do it all 12 months. Who's stopping? In temple, we do 6 aartis. We offer lamp. If you have developed love for Lord, you do 24 hours, 365 days. Why this sudden surcharge of emotions in this month? I ask many devotees. And even in the scriptures, the Padma Purana it is given. You do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. And Vyasdev has written Padma Purana. And after all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, all the Puranas, he is not satisfied. He is completely dissatisfied. And he prays to Narada. Narada comes and he rebukes. He is not approving what Vyasadeva has done. And then he has to write Bhagavatam. So leaving all the Vedas, all the Puranas aside, Bhagavatam is given. Krishna is telling Sarodharma, Krishna is telling Tri Gunaya Vishaya Veda. And what we do, Prabhupada gives us Bhagavatam, we go back to Vedas. I mean, Acharya is bringing us on the path and we go back. Padma Purana, this Purana, that Purana, okay. But what we focus is the benefit. Is it not a business? I mean, I didn't want it to mention, you asked the question. Because we're talking of Prahlad Maharaj. And Lord Narasingha is ready to give. What Krishna cannot give, he can give everything. But what Krishna is interested in giving us, he is interested in giving himself to us, like he gave to Yashoda, like he gave to gopis. We read now this Damodar Leela is coming. How much Krishna has given? No, everything Krishna has given himself to Yashoda, himself to gopis, because he could not give anything. Krishna is ready to give that to us. But what we want? You go to the president of America and he gives you time. Now what do you ask, my dear sir? You know, yesterday there was no rice at my home. The rice got over. And the new rice will come only after 3 days. So I need 3 days of rice. So maybe 3 palms full of rice if we can give you. You're asking President of America 3 palms full of rice. So Krishna can give you everything. Krishna can give himself. So, okay. You're practicing Purushottamas, you're practicing, you know, asking Narasingha Dev, offering Tulsi. There was one devotee who was very sick, his wife came to me. Said, Prabhu, my husband is alone in foreign land. Okay. We pray to Radharasthyari, we pray to Panchatattva, we also pray to Narasingha Dev and offer something. I can do. I'm not doing for myself. But then gradually I should remember I'm here and I have to go here. If this path is clear, if we have knowledge, okay, gradually we will move. So whatever you want to do, you do it because it's in perspective of Vedas, but move ahead. It's not that after 15 years, after 20 years also, we are still having same consciousness that I am doing Purushottamas because I want something from the Lord. Prabhupada wrote 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Nobody mentions that this chapter of Bhagavad Gita you should recite in Purushottam Maharaj. Even Krishna never explains to Arjuna. So if you are interested in reading Bhagavad Gita, read all through the year. I'm just giving example because yesterday this month got over and we are in Chaturmasa. So if you are doing, that's okay, but we should have knowledge of what is top class. This is not top class. That's what I hope it clarifies, and if I have crossed the limit, please forgive me. while giving answer, I would have said something.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Very nice.
So, answer. Shall we stop here? I have another lecture now.
Oh. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can I just follow up on your answer just now? Or do you have time?
Yes.
Okay, I just
What do you want to know?
I just need clarification of my understanding of what you are saying. So when it comes to like these special times of the year like Purushottam Mas and Kartik Mas, the way I understood you is that, you know, it's okay to increase our devotional service during these times, but it should not be with that materialistic consciousness that you're doing it to get to improve your situation materially. Otherwise, you know, it should, if you're going to do it, then it should be done for devotional upliftment. You know, otherwise, you know, like you were saying, why not do it all throughout the year? So instead of doing it with that fruitive mentality, just during those special times, you know, if that's all we're going to increase our devotional service, then it should be for the sake of, you know, uplifting our devotional consciousness, something like that. I don't know if you want to correct something there.
Yeah, no, what you said, Mataji, is right. If you want to increase your devotion, that should be out of love, out of devotion, and not to receive something, some benefit. And all days, I also said that Prabhupada never talks about it.
Yeah.
Prabhupada has written so many letters, so many lectures, so many books, but he never talks about this Purushottam Adhik Mas. So then in that way, we are not, you know, we just follow Prabhupada and we'll go back home, back to God.
So I'm wondering why it is that...
Yes.
I'm wondering, therefore, I don't know if you said this, so I'm just asking, you know, so were you like implying that many of us or most of us during these Kartik Purushottam Mas times, the mentality of devotees generally is like that fruitive mentality?
Not only these times, we are conditioned souls.
Uh-huh.
Any conditioned soul will have fruitive mentality. I am conditioned soul, I have fruitive mentality. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we are conditioned, we have fruitive mentality, but we should know where we have to go. What is Prabhupada teaching? What is the highest point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to take? So which is mm-hmm. love, which is not fruitive, it is completely pure and out of love.
I wonder, therefore, why it is that, you know, all of the, or at least so many of the exalted disciples of Srila Prabhupada are encouraging us to make these vratas during, you know, Kartik Purushottam. You know? Since it wasn't something that was said by Prabhupada.
So, Mataji, I would just say what is given in Prabhupada books. Everything is there in folio. Why mm-hmm. some devotee says what, I don't want to get into that. That may be my speculation. Okay. That may lead to from my side. So it's mm-hmm. up to their acharyas, their gurus, their senior devotees. They know better than me. I'm just saying, you know, even if you're doing, it should not be with the fruitive mentality. And then I explained that Prabhupada never said, Prabhupada just gave us pure devotional service. So now, if a senior devotee, if some senior is telling, they have better understanding than me. So I am not, I have no one to judge on that.
Right.
I'm just
the only thing I would
telling Arjun.
The only thing that occurs to me is that, you know, even if we are, you know, increasing our devotion during those special times, you know, even if it is with fruitive mentality, I'm thinking that, you know, it can only help. You know, like Krishna says, you know, whether you have
rephrase it. You said even if it is fruitive, but if it is helping to increase devotion. Yeah, even if it is helping this Purushottam or Kartik Prata or other Chaturmas or whatever, if it is helping us to increase our devotion to Krishna, so that is good. That's very nice. But one thing, what I understand, if your devotion has increased in Purushottam month, it should go up. Why after Purushottam month is come down? Devotion should not come down. It should go up. That's what I said. Today you are practicing. After 15 years, again, same thing. So it is a surcharge of emotions. It may not be devotion also. It's just emotions. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I can talk about myself, what is happening inside me. But I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And clear, Prabhupada, Sampradha Acharya, ISKCON founder Acharya, preeminent Shiksha Guru, taught to us by GBC. That's all.
Thank you, Prabhu. That was nice clarification. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So thank you very much. I have to start another class, so if you give me permission to stop here.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today and giving us your association. We are very grateful to you, Prabhuji. We look forward for your association again in future. Let us end the call here, paying obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Namo namaha.
Yatra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhupada ki
jai.
Chakravarti Prabhuji ki
jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Janva pranam. Hare Krishna.